ever feel you become the worst version of yourself? That a Pandora's box of all the secret, hateful parts, your arrogance, your spite, your condescension, has sprung open? I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. Simon Peter stood and warmed himself, and said, therefore, to him, art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being priestly, his ear, Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden? Peter had denied it again, and immediately the cock crew. Thank you.
and I peered over the top, and I beheld cities, stars, and plains. The land covered with gleaming lights as far as the eye could see. Buildings rose from the ground like pillars of light, and planes flew overhead and were mistaken for shooting stars. Beyond these cities lies the ocean, an endless expanse of waves spin on breathing. The very life of the waters could be felt in their mighty waves, which rose and fell as if they were the very heart of the earth, beating on as the earth slowly aged, or I should say slowly died. A fatal storyline, the familiar sound of a ringing telephone, a slow-beating drum that drones on into the distance, fading into shadow. Listen. Then I was surrounded by a vastness of dark dreams that drove me to an uneasy sleep. After I saw the city and slept, I met a wise man on the road who was traveling back from the very place I was trying to reach. "Forget you ever heard of Washington," the man said as he passed me. I did not hearken his words, and I continued my journey to the city. When I reached the city, I saw what I did not wish to see. What was from a distance beautiful was dark and sinister up close. The city was full of wickedness, and I did not wish to dwell there long. I was so deceived by the appearance, it led me to recall from the past something I was once told. This face alone unveils shadow. Then I fled. Home.